WHTC News Time is now 9:14, and joining us this morning, Sally Lukaitis. Good morning, Sally. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Dan? And
who else do we have in the studio with us this
we
morning?
We have Allison with us. Allison is from Moynihan Gallery, and Moynihan's has now been in downtown Holland for 21 years.
Wow.
And one of the things that I think is really special, there are a lot of things about Moynihan. I love Moynihan's. But they used to be in the office that we currently are in.
Okay.
On downtown 8th Street.
So you're connected to them that way in some respects. So.
Absolutely. Plus, Larry Weller, who is one of the owners of Moynihan, also serves on the board of directors of the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Okay.
So we have lots going on.
Well, Allison, you showed up this morning, and I was doing the weather report, you know, taking pictures of everything all over the place. Like, okay, I like this lady so far. They're promoting our brand. That's good.
We love to do that. We love to use our Facebook page to reach our friends, and we just have such a great social media interaction with our customers. And
so you're going to be all over. You're going to be all over the place, Dan.
Even more famous.
Making the big time.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So I wanted to bring Allison on today because Moynihan's, like I said, is celebrating 21 years. And tell us a little bit about what you have going on this weekend.
We have an event on Saturday, March 22nd. We're very excited to throw an anniversary party for ourselves and for everybody who comes and shops with us and even just comes to look around. We've had customers that still come in and talk about when they first did their first framing project with us 21 years ago. And the first things they bought for their home. And they still come in, I mean, some week after week after week. So we really have such a great customer base, loyal Holland friends.
That's so wonderful. So what are you doing special?
So on Saturday, we are throwing a party with free cake. So come in at least for cake.
All right.
Okay.
From 11 to 2 p.m.
Okay.
We also, this fall, started a blend-your-own candle bar in the back of the store called Candleology. And we have 120 cents. You can mix and match. We'll help guide you. You can pour your own candles. And our 8-ounce signature jar, which burns for 60 hours, is typically $16.50 for you to pour your own. And we're offering that for
$8.
Wow. So it's really fun. I've done it.
We just want people to try it.
Don't get a wood wick. No, it's not necessary. Seriously.
No kidding.
No, these are soy. They're great. They burn so nicely.
They do. And the fragrances
wonderful.
are fabulous.
Yeah.
They're fabulous.
Yep. So you can try it out for $8 between 11 and 2. You don't have to, but if you want to make a reservation by just giving us a call, that would be great because we have been booking a lot of people for this event.
Okay.
And we're also we're having a drawing every half hour, and you can win one of Kate's original 10x10 oil paintings on canvas. And also, we have some handmade jewelry from New Hampshire that we are giving away as well.
Jeez.
Oh, nice. So, in other words, just come and hang out at Moynihan's for,
like
3.5 hours on, on Saturday and have some cake.
Yeah.
Have your cake and
you can have more than one piece.
More than one piece. All
we won't limit you.
You know, and as a guy, I'm just thinking, wow, these are all really great date ideas. Like, this is fantastic.
Absolutely. Is your girlfriend coming in town this weekend?
Not this weekend.
Okay.
No, unfortunately. But I'm trying to think of a way, because I know some of the guys are like, oh, I don't like making candles. It's not all about you guys. It's about sometimes for the girls, too.
Well,
so.
and you have had people for date nights and had guys in. And
during the Christmas break, the Hope swim team, the male swimmers, had to spend an extra, I think, maybe 4 days still with practices after everyone left after finals. So one day, the first day, we had a couple of swimmers come in making candles for their moms or girlfriends. By that fourth day, we would have 12 of them about lined up at the candle bar all making candles for Christmas gifts for girlfriends. So guys really like doing this as well. We've had daddy-daughter times where they'll come in pour with their kids. So it's really been
I'm sure there's a lot of fun. You just have to give it a try. You know,
exactly.
And I've made candles before. I've always enjoyed doing it. I'm not afraid to say it. I think it's a great local thing to do in a little fun date night sort of event. So.
Exactly.
Well, and the fact that, you know, you've got 100-plus different scents.
Yeah.
So you go around and smell everything and then decide what you like.
What are some of the unique scents you guys have? That's a lot of different flavors.
Speaking to you, we have some new scents that just came in that are more masculine. We have bourbon.
Okay.
Oh, sweet.
Black and tan.
All right.
We have hops. And we also have a new tulip scent. that we're really, really excited about. Yeah, that's going to be coming in the next week or so.
That's interesting, because tulips, do tulips really smell?
You know, I don't know. I don't know how much scent each, you know, variety has, but right. we tested several different scents, and okay. we thought this was the best
nice.
One that really sort of portrayed what we feel like
sure.
a tulip
so a
would
nice,
smell like.
A nice springy
yeah.
scent. Well, I would really encourage folks, if they haven't been in Moynihan's recently, to mm-hmm. come on down. You guys, you have such a nice selection of, you've got beautiful jewelry. They've got great greeting cards. Obviously, their framing is amazing. Kate's artwork is very, very distinctive.
Yeah.
And very recognizable. And the fact that you'll be giving away some of her paintings every half hour is really
That's
added.
Really very cool. Very
added
cool that you're giving
bonus.
That away.
And, you know, a little bit, too, talk a little bit about if we've got, do we have just a couple
yeah.
minutes?
Yeah, we've okay. got time.
Talk about how Kate and Larry decided to come to Holland and open the store here, because they're not from here.
No. They have, well, actually, they both were transplants to North Dakota,
okay.
and this was several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking to come back to Michigan because they wanted to be near family.
Okay.
And they looked up and down the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And they were thinking maybe Grand Haven.
Yeah.
And then they started looking a little more at Holland and what the downtown was doing at that 21 years ago.
Sure.
And what Lemire's done and the
right.
Prince family and all the wonderful philanthropy that goes on to really help the downtown.
And that was right in the beginning, the early days
yeah.
of the transformation of downtown.
Exactly. So we've seen such a change over the years. It's just grown, and we love that people from Holland come downtown, as well as all the visitors that we have. But
sure.
really, so many of our local friends just come down, and they even just stop in and say, hi, I just wanted to come in, see what you had that's new, or smell a candle. They don't even need to feel like they have to buy anything. They just enjoy the atmosphere.
And they're dog friendly. So Lucy and I are in there.
Lucy's in a lot.
Yes, she
is.
I miss Lucy. I went there once. I still haven't been back. Lucy's still doing well, I'm assuming.
Lucy is. You know, I would be happy to bring her in with me some morning.
You're more than welcome. Lucy is always welcome here.
Thank you. No, but this is just a great, it's a great event, and it's just another part of the Holland story of
mm-hmm.
people who have come here or had family here or visited here and then have decided to relocate and open businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a real testimony to the community and the fact that, you know, 21 years of staying power in downtown Holland and moving into bigger locations. And
we've kept a lot of our staff.
Yeah.
Many of us have been there 21, 19, 18 years.
Of course, Allison was 5.
Yes,
when
was
she started
five.
Working in the store.
Full time, right?
Yeah. Right.
Full time making those candles.
Yep.
But
yep.
Monahan's, excuse me, 21 years. What does that mean to you guys?
You know, it really, I think it's a testament to the people of Holland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Truly. We used to be all American handmade, and that market's changed a little bit, so we have had to go into some more import items as artists are starting to have other outlets,
mm-hmm.
maybe Etsy and some other
mm-hmm.
Places where they can sell their own art
mm-hmm.
at a price that works for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have had to change and adapt, but this year we really at market found a lot of great artisans to work at. We have more handmade coming up this year than we've had
wow.
in the past. So we're so happy to have found artists coming back to want to work with retail stores.
That's
and
great.
All of the jewelry that we're carrying is handmade. We used to do some import, and we're not doing import jewelry anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're just super excited to have this handmade kind of feel
sure.
come back. And we could not do it without the people, like I said, that come in the store every week.
Sure.
We
sure.
just, we appreciate the people of Holland.
And, you know, you have a couple of things. You have, I think, one of the best e-newsletters out there. So if people want to sign up for that,
yep.
what do they need to do?
They can email us at
okay.
MoynihanGallery@gmail.com.
Okay.
And they could also look at our Facebook page, which is Moynihan Gallery and Candleology.
Okay.
You don't have to spell all that out, but you can search for us. Also, you can come into the store and sign up. We have a sign-up sheet there that will enter your name into our email database.
Perfect.
As well.
Fantastic. Thank you guys so much, Sally, Allison. Nice talking with you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I need to come out and see it. I really do.